Carried. Okay, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
Just a reminder that we meet next Thursday, the 20th.
We do. We do indeed.
And there are, I believe, 3 public hearings.
Okay.
I have.
I don't know what type of public hearing it'll be.
Okay.
Just sort of a reminder, lesser, but I believe you, someone on staff will be preparing our 2015 meeting schedule.
We're waiting on the directive of the administration to tell us what the council holiday dates are and their agenda first.
Okay.
We can do ours. We've already talked to the administration about the possibility of the dates to be set for January and February, just to
get started.
So we can get things scheduled, because we put a hold on applications to be scheduled for the first year based on the election, sort of. Mm-hmm. Sort of kind of. Find a fair way to do it.
Right. My thought was completely self-serving, but there's 5 Thursdays in July, and I think I mentioned something about being able to not have a meeting during the week of the fair.
That can be arranged.
We always meet on Governor's Day.
It can be arranged, but I don't think we did last year, but typically, if we have time, we get the schedule from council for their dates, and then we bring the schedule to the board and to the commission for approval of their dates. But we're going to end up setting the dates for January and February. We're going to have to. So I'm holding 11 applications. We do a delay, and then we get a rush. So we do have about 11.
Thank you.
Everything for that we had scheduled for this year up till about September 15th, I think, went through the end of the year.
You're so bad. I'm wondering, Mr. Lank, if all these people with wheelchairs and crutches and all, is there any occupational thing?
Well, we can let them walk out first.
Yeah.
They take a walk.
Let the old go first.
Yeah.
All right, then. If there being anything else to go to the order, all right, we stand adjourned. Peace.